Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Welcome to Ask Rob and Rob, the show where you ask questions, hopefully about property, we give answers, and everyone goes away a little bit wiser. In an unpredictable, topsy-turvy world, it's a reliable part of your week. This week we've got two excellent questions coming your way after this reminder of how you can send in a question of your own.
Yeah, I'm sure you've got us on speed dial now for your property questions, but if you haven't, make sure you are by typing this number in. It's 013-808-0035, or you can go to our website, propertyhub.net/ask. It's super simple to do. You can mess it up and record again. Don't worry, you don't have to do it in one take. And then when you're happy, you'll sound something like John.
Hi, Rob and Rob. It's John here. I want to start, just like everyone else, by saying a big thank you for all the podcasts and all the information that you provide. It's really, really helped me a lot in my journey as building up my portfolio. I started listening to you at the start of the year and I've managed to acquire two buy-to-lets. But the question I have for you is, how many mortgage applications can I have at one go? So if I'm looking to buy three different properties, can I apply for three different mortgages at the same time, or will they have any effect on my credit rating? Or say if I have a mortgage already approved and I apply for another mortgage, can it then get declined further down the line? Just so I know how many mortgages I can apply for. Your advice will be highly beneficial because I can't find anything on the net about this. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your question, John, and your kind words. Sounds like you're a busy boy right now, going for it with the mortgages. Very impressive. I like it that you're taking action, a massive action at that. There's a few things to say on this. I think it's great that you're wary of your credit rating because so many property investors are not. It's so important now as a property investor to have a good credit rating, because if you've got some black marks on your file, you will really struggle to get a mortgage. And a lot of people don't actually know that they do have something against them. It could be a parking fine that's gone unpaid, one missed credit card bill. Sounds like a minor thing, but actually that could cost you the product you want, or worse, mean that you don't get a mortgage at all. But back to your scenario. The good news is you should be okay. If your credit file is clean and top-notch at the moment, putting a few applications in will be all right. Now, you're right to be cautious because it will be flagged and you will have multiple applications noted on your file. But lots of property investors buy multiple properties at certain periods. I've worked with property investors who've done that, so I know you'll be okay. But if you do follow your credit score, you may see it dip for a little while. Don't be alarmed. It will recover once they see that you're not applying for credit every single week. So it will have an impact, but if you manage it correctly, you should be okay. But that's it, Rob, isn't it? It's about managing it correctly.
It is. And this is where a broker can help as well, because it's possible, not likely, but possible, that if a lender sees that lots of other lenders are making searches at around the same time, they might get nervous. They might wonder what's going on. They might get confused about the timing and think that you've had other offers fall through or be rejected or something like that. But if you've got a good broker, they'll be able to overcome that by explaining to the lender what's going on. They should have the contact and the ability to explain it in the right way, whereas you might find it a bit more difficult. So in general, shouldn't be a problem anyway. But as always, if those problems do sometimes occur, and they do, having a good broker on your side is really helpful. Okay, well, we're only halfway through. Still one more question to go. This one comes in from someone who hasn't left their name, so I'm going to call them Pauline.
I'm just back in from working a very long, hard 2 weeks, and I've switched on your podcast again, and I've got really interested by the last one that you did, that's talking about somebody named Mark who's gone from 0 to 10 properties in 5 years. That is literally what I'd like to do. One of my main challenges really is that a lot of your property advice focuses on property in England. And while I know that Scotland's a really small part of country compared to, say, London, for instance, could you maybe give a bit more information on Scotland? And once again, just want to say really wonderful what you're doing. You really are egging on a lot of people like me because you're attacking this in an interesting interesting and inspiring way, and I'm very, very inspired.
Thank you, Pauline. Really good question. And you're right, it's something that we don't talk about on the podcast all that often, but we have recorded an episode specifically about investing in Scotland. It's episode 210. So we'll link to that episode in the show notes. Or if you go to the Property Hub website and type Scotland into the search box, that will come up. In that episode, we talk about a couple of different things. We talk about specifically the areas that you might want to invest in Scotland. So there's the cities that you'll have obviously heard of and be aware of, like Edinburgh and Glasgow. But there are other regions of Scotland, all which have different things going for them and have different characteristics. So we go through those in the episode. We also talk through the property buying process in Scotland, which is a little bit different. The good news is it's different in a way that's better. So that episode will tell you everything you need to know about how to buy a property and the ways in which it differs from England. One thing that we don't go into in that episode is different regulation around lettings in Scotland. And that's where the majority of the differences lie. Because England and Scotland have had a legal system in common for a very long time, the majority of what you come across will be the same. So almost everything that you hear about property in general, you'll be able to apply without really having to make any modifications. In lettings, there are a lot of laws that are different though. So when you get to that point, it's well worth spending a bit of time reading up about what those rules are. And of course, a good letting agent will be able to help you navigate those.
So thank you, John, and thank you, Pauline. Hope you got loads of value out of that. And to you listening, thank you. Hope you've learned something as well. We'll be back with the main event, the Property Podcast, on Thursday. And of course, we'll be back with Ask Rob and Rob next week on Tuesday. But until those magical events occur, take care, have fun. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.